गोपीजनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन जमुना तेरावन चारी जमुना तेरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रजजनरञ्जन जमुना तेरावन चारी जमुना तेरावन चारी हे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Nita Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Gaur Hari Bol
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परवृत्काचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद् अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की समवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंद रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 3 नेम The Bhumi Gita, text 34 and 35. Text 34. Hrasva Kaya Mahahara Bhuri Apatya Gathriyaha Saswat Kautuka Bhasinyas Chaurya Mayuru Sahasaha Rishvakaya Mahahara Bhuri Apatya Gathriyaha Saswat Kautuka Hasinyas Chaurya Mayeru Sahasaha Rishvakaya Mahahara Bhuri Apatya Gathriyaha Saswat Kautuka Bhasinyas चौर्यमायेरु साहसाः Translation by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: women will become much smaller in size and they will eat too much, have more children than they can properly take care of, and lose all shyness. They will always speak harshly and will exhibit qualities of thievery, deceit, and unrestrained audacity. There is no purport, so we'll go on text 35. Panaishyanti vaichudraha kiratah kutakarinaha anapadyapi masyante vartam sadhu jugupsitam. Translation: businessmen will engage in petty commerce and earn their money by cheating. Even when there is no emergency, people will consider any degraded occupation quite acceptable. Purport: although other occupations are available, people do not hesitate to work in coal mines, slaughter houses, steel mills, deserts, floating oil rigs, submarines, and other equally abominable situations. As also mentioned here, businessmen will consider cheating and lying to be perfectly respectable way to do business. These are all symptoms of the age of Kali. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitam tam sajivam Saudvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च
कृपा सिंधु भैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर आवर भागवतम क्लास। सो दीज टू वर्सेज आर डिस्क्राइबिंग, एक्चुअली होल चैप्टर इज डिस्क्राइबिंग अबाउट द सिम्टम्स ऑफ कलियुगा इज गोइंग ऑन फर्दर इन द चैप्टर ऑफ भूमि गीता एंड दीज वर्सेज आर बींग डिस्क्राइब्ड बाय सुखदेव गोस्वामी। ही इज स्पीकिंग दिस टू परीक्षित महाराज। So here in the first verse 35th verse the translation is, women will become much smaller in size and they will eat too much, have more children than they can properly take care of, and lose all shyness. They will always speak harshly and will exhibit qualities of thievery, deceit and unrestrained audacity. And next verse is saying, businessmen will engage in petty commerce and earn their money by cheating. Even when there is no emergency, people will consider any degraded occupation quite acceptable. So these two verses are describing about the people in general, and the first verse is especially speaking about women in general. So appearance, the size will decrease, women will become much smaller. And the other verses also, earlier we saw that it was written that human being will decrease in their size, plants will decrease in their size, animals will decrease in their size, cow will decrease, they will appear like goat, their milk will decrease, the grains, their size will decrease, the essence of the grains, that will decrease, seeds will be small. So all these things, all things are going to become small. So it is like a soul which is compressed in the body. Soul is not fully manifested when it is bonded or when it is encaged in this material body. So similarly, we see that in Kali Yuga, although in different yugas person are having different sizes, in Satyuga the size is most, then it becomes little lesser in Treta, then in Dwapar, and then Kali Yuga it is the most compressed or decreased side. And as the Kali Yuga progresses forward, the size will become more and more less. So it may be compared to soul, which is when it is bounded, it is more and more compressed. So in Kali Yuga the consciousness is most covered compared to other yugas, like dhume navriyate vahinir darso malenacha, like for fire is covered by a smoke. Similarly here the soul is covered by the body, and the covering of the body, the consciousness of the three material modes are much more in this yuga, in this Kali Yuga. So there are different degrees of coverings are there, and when the covering is more, the expression of the original forms decreases. So that happens in Kali Yuga, that the covering is too much and people are not able to properly express themselves, what is there inside. So bodily features are fully developed in other yugas, but in Kali Yuga it is not like that. In healthy body the healthy mind resides, and with healthy mind one can easily focus on the supreme truth. But in Kali Yuga body size are reduced, so mind is also reduced. Externally you can see, because of the covering, So the with the unhealthy mind, since the body is unhealthy, which infested with so many diseases, so the mind is also subtle body. It is also subtle body. So mind is also unhealthy. So it becomes very difficult to concentrate on the higher goals, higher principles. It always hover around on the lower principles and try to always engage itself in the lower consciousness. Like we see a lotus flower, the quality of lotus flower is that it blossoms when the sunlight appears and it closes when there is dark. When the darkness arises, it closes. Normal lotus. There are also lotuses which are, but that also blossoms when the moonlight comes. So similarly, the soul here in different gradation of body, the expression of that soul towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the actual propensity of the soul to serve, to be happy in the associations of Lord, that also decreases. And Kali Yuga, this is compared to the dark age. The light is not there or very dim. So here also the soul is compressed, or the body is not able to manifest itself properly, the inner expression of the soul. So this whole yuga cycle, the Kali Yuga, is considered a dark age where it is very difficult. In other yugas, the sizes of people are bigger, bigger power of austerity, bigger, greater sense control over their senses. But here, all these things are not greater. What is greater in Kali Yuga? The more power to engage in sense gratification in a degraded manner. They can do something, they can say, or people can say in general, that we are very nice, we are very nicely enjoying our life, but the quality of life is not considered higher according to scriptures and according to the realized persons. People in general may accept their standard of living, their standard of working, their standard of eating as highest compared to other ages, and they are enjoying their life. They may say, but Shastra don't consider it as the people are expressing it. So all this, the size of human being, what we see here, are very less compared to the other yugas. And we see in the upper planetary system also, the people are having much more life span than what we are having. But normally this Kali Yuga is applicable only here, not in other part of even Jambudvipa. So we can't then compare it with the lower planetary system people who are having also very higher power of sense gratification or higher duration of life. This is only applicable for us. We can't apply this principle to every places. There are certain things which are applicable to certain lands. So similarly, this Kali Yuga is applicable for us. We can't say that since Kali Yuga is going on, every other places are suffering like this. No. Every other places are not suffering like us. Or we may consider that, other may consider that we are not suffering, but actually we are suffering due to the different afflictions of material nature. Women will become much smaller. Normally the height or standard height of female is normally less than male. They will eat too much. That normally the calorific intake of a male and female, if you take according to science also, the calorific intake is also less. But here it is said that eat too much. But how much quantity is not given, at least. So this is a general principle that one can see how it will manifest, even if it has not been manifested till now. But it is going to happen. Since Shastra is saying this, so we should believe. Since the essence has decreased in all the substances, so the normal tendency is the person, whatever he will eat, he will not be satisfied. So right now the GMO foods are there. So GMO foods focuses on increasing the yield, the increasing the quantity of the food. Suppose earlier you are sowing 1 kg of rice and you are getting 100 kg. Now from that same 100 kg you will derive 130 kg, 140 kg of rice. But the people who are eating nowadays this rice, they say that Earlier they used to get satisfied by just eating what their regular meal was there, but now they eat more, but still satisfaction is not there. Suppose they were eating X number of quantity, and now they are eating 1.2x, 1.3x, but still they say, the village people, that nowadays we don't feel satisfaction. Earlier the taste was there, the smell was there. So the grains were full of essence, even 30-40 years back. I'm not saying Satyuga, Dwapar Yuga, what was the situation there, we don't know. We can't even imagine with our current situation. But in these few years, this has decreased and people start eating more and more. Depends on junk food, fast food, and always gulping something or other. Keep their mouth busy all the time. Why? They are not satisfied. The purpose of food is to nourish your body. Nourish so that, and don't focus on just eating. Purpose of the eating is to keep your body fine to do higher activity. Not just engage in the basic propensity of animalistic activity. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. If you see the cows, normally in the category of, it is not considered as a category of animals, but consider it as a not human being, an animal. So if you leave that cow for grazing, it will graze whole day, whole night. Only time they will sit to ruminating. Again they will start grazing the grass and everything. So this is the normal tendency of an animal, that they will keep eating, like fish. Fish will always keep eating. So fish doesn't know how much he has to. As soon as it will get food, it will consume it. So this is the animalistic tendency. The people will just focus on the basic activities of the body. And by that, they will not be able to focus on the higher principles, and they will lose the purpose of life. So if the satisfaction is not there by food, so what happened? Actually they are not satisfied. From the heart they are unsatisfied. That's why they are eating more. So essence is not there in the food. So how, if the essence is not there, then how the satisfaction will come after eating? So it is but obvious that people will start eating more. Not only women. Here only this sloka is talking about the different elements of the women or female. But in general this will be applicable for everyone. It is also written here that they will have more children than they can take care of. So it is not that only women want less children. Nowadays men also want less children. Who will take care? So many jhanjats are there to raise a child, especially in the city. If you are not having sufficient meaning of earning, then the lives become all the more difficult. So right now people are having less children, or they prefer to have no children also, few couples. But Kali Yuga, the description is that they will have more children, but right now the situation is not there. People want less children. Why? Because they don't want responsibility, and they are having available the availability of contraceptive methods by which they stop the bringing forth of children. But who knows what will happen in the future? One cannot guarantee that this science will keep on existing for all the period of Kali Yuga. If suppose the fossil fuel ends, electricity ends, and the different products of the fossil fuel like the plastic on which we are so much dependent, all these things end, how we will again say that we will have the same things? Like in previous Yuga, different things were there. Like for warfare, people used to chant mantra, and by that mantra they will invoke different weapons, with different weapons of fire, water, earth, wind. But all these weapons are not known today. Only some few weapons of fire are known. That are also not powered by mantra. That are also powered by physical or mechanical means. So, or some other weapons, biochemical weapons are also there. Some viruses, some chemical induced. So earlier these knowledge or warfare knowledge or different knowledge was there, that thing has lost. So in Kali Yuga, if progress is what we feel, that the inventions we have developed, they may also disappear. We can't be sure that these things will keep remain as it is. So if these things disappear, then it appears quite obvious that these contraceptive methods, these things will also disappear. And that time people will not be able to restrain themselves, although the persons are not self-controlled by which they are able to keep themselves having less children. So naturally that will increase, but the tendency of Kali Yuga is that people are not responsible. It is not said that you can't keep more number of children, but if you are having more number of children, you should be also simultaneously responsible for all the children, so that their upbringing is proper. They will get a proper education, proper moral system, so that they will further be asset to the society, not a burden to the society, not the liability for the society. So nowadays people are busy fulfilling different responsibility. It is not that they are not fulfilling responsibility, but they are engaged in other responsibility, and they feel that this responsibility is not so much important to take care of the children. They are busy earning money, and for children also they hire someone who can take care of the children. By that, the emotional development of the children is also not happening properly. They are emotionally deprived of from their parents' love, parents' affection. Emotionally, they are weak. Emotional quotient is less. As it is said, emotional quotient. Now they are check about adversity quotient, how the person is fit for different adversity in his life. Otherwise, whole life he has been pampered. So if sudden some calamity comes, the person is not able to face it. So these things will keep on going. So other qualities is that losing shyness, harshly speaking, deceit, uru shahasa. So the quality that's Scripture says about women is the shyness, and this is also considered one of the greatest strength of the women. Prabhupada gives one of his example that when he was in Calcutta, so one lady sweeper, she was brooming the road, and he and his friends were standing some places. So when she came nearby, she stood, and by her presence only they understood that she want to broom that place, and they gave away. They went to different place, another place. They shifted to another place. So without speaking a single word, she commanded respect, and she was able to do. Many people will not be agree, modern people, that this is they will consider that this is a bondage. This is like something which is being imposed on them by this patriarchy system. They will rebel. But by rebelling, and it is also a fact that in Kali Yuga, the people who are in the higher position, they exploit. But what is the ultimate destination by losing the shyness and all these things? They are ultimately, or people are getting exploited. Whole system is meant for exploitation of everyone, including male, female, everyone. It is not that only females are exploited, males are not. Males are also exploited in different way, different things are there. So, and speaking harshly, that is also deceit. And then uru sahasa, sahas, so here it is said as uru sahasa, and translated as at great audacity. It is not just sahas or the person's so this sahas is not in a positive way. There where your sahas is not required, their person is expressing it, that see how much capable I am, I can do so many things. But not all the places it has to be expressed. So all these things will develop. And the next verse it is said, businessmen will engage in petty commerce and earn their money by cheating. Even when there is no emergency, people will consider any degraded occupation quite acceptable. People will just engage in all these activities. Why? The standards are different. Earlier the standards were not money. The standard was having a high moral value, high character. So if that thing is like kept like a standard, So people will not engage in degraded activity. Even if someone is engaged in such activities and earning money, a lot of money, he will not be regarded as some person who is a role model of the society. But today, person who are the role model of the society, who are earning good amount of money by any means, even if he is earning money by wrong means, even if he is earning money by good means, he will be also regarded highest. But even the person who is earning money with the wrong means, wrong method, he will also be regarded as highest. So the values are not kept as a standard. The values are different. And here purport is written that coal mines, people will not hesitate to work in coal mines. So coal mines, I also come from this area where the coal mines are there, born and brought up in such places, such place. Coal mines are of two different types, open coal mines and underground coal mines. Underground coal mines is a very dark place. You need light, like what is subterranean heavenly planets. So this is not heavenly planets, but subterranean places are there. You go inside the earth, and there with the torchlight, like in Nagas are having manis in their head. So that type of torches are there on the head, and person goes inside and sees whatever is there. And to extract what? The different types of coal, anthracite, bituminous, lithium, and all these different types of coals are there. So once we went for bus party, and all our devotees Sri Chaitanya Prabhu was leading the bus party there. So when they saw these coal mines, they realized that actually these person who are here, they are completely in mode of ignorance. Since they, in the daytime, those who are having day shift, they goes inside the coal mines, underground coal mines. And they, when they come out, again it is dark outside. So they are in the mode of ignorance only. And to work in such environment, most people take liquor. It is very common. Like any person who do heavy work, even if you see in the villages, in the wada also, those who come for doing all these activities, they also take. So people who are in mode of ignorance, for them it is a very favorable thing to conduct their activity. So these people already, they are in the darkness. When they come out, it is dark, and they are engaged in such activities. And once what happened that we gave book to one person, and he was not having money. So actually we used to give by just taking signature of them, and then from their salary later on it will be deduced, and we will receive receive the money. So this person got this set around costing around 400 something 400 500. So but he was requiring some money for his drinking purpose, but he was not having money. So another person who was quite intelligent, he said, you give me this in 200 rupees, I will give you 200 cash immediately. He thought for some time and he gave it to him, and he took 200. For what purpose? To get drunk. So this is the situation of people who are staying there. This is, so one type of mines, underground, and then other is open cast mines, which is open, completely open, big mines, 3 kilometers, 4 kilometers long. And when you see coal mines there, the vehicles which are much bigger than this bus, 4 or 5 buses will, size of 4 or 5 buses, one trucks are there. And if our vehicle was bus was standing in front of that vehicle, so our bus was coming only the tire of that bus, that truck. So that was the size of that truck which used to carry big stones from the mines. So these trucks, when you see from the very far on in the inside of the mine, open mine, it appears like a matchboxes. So, and whole area is completely dust with coal powder. Even if you have taken bath and going in that area where all this coal is like dust is in the air, so just pass by 1 hour through that area and you will not be recognizable by even your own kinsman. Only teeth will be white and eyes are white. Everything is black, including your face, cloth and everything. So this is the places where people are staying and earning money. Why? Because in Kali Yuga, it is also difficult to earn money by good means. It is not that people want to, most of the time people want to engage in these activities, but easy monies are available in these places. And since the standards of living is defined differently now, so people don't hesitate to engage in these activities. Even after like 10 years after I visited to those places, and I even thought I have stayed in these places once upon a time. So it is such a difficult place, such a mode of, all the good people are also there, temples are also there, but externally you will find that places are horrible actually. And further it described about the coal mines, slaughterhouses, steel mills, desert, floating oil rigs. So all these places people go just to earn nice money. So this is the situation of the some remote places where the mines are there, oil rigs are there. But what about the cities? Are cities in mode of goodness? No. Cities are also in the same category, but white collar jobs are here. Gundagiri is also here and very rampant. But people are very clean. They appear very clean. In the coal mines you will find gangs of Vasepur, but here different gangs are there, working differently, and they will not be caught also, because they have, and even if their story comes, that is glorified. Oh, see how nicely they are dealing with all this situation. So this is the situation of all the places, because it is not that Kali Yuga is only existing in the mines and slaughterhouses and oil rigs. Kali Yuga is all pervading, rampant at each and every place. So one has to protect himself from all these onslaughts of the Kali Yugas and not get slaughtered in the war of this Kali Yuga, by the war of Kali Yuga. So nowadays the standard is money. So people say that money can purchase everything, and what money can't purchase, that thing is not having any value in today's time. At least this appears from the face value, that people are only giving value to what money can purchase. So heart is full of darkness in this age. So that's why we pray to the Lord, please remove this darkness from our heart. Please recite here, Bilwa Mangal Thakur, in his prayer, he says that Mam manase tamasi rase ghore kara grihe dukh maye nibaddha labhaswa me chaura hare chiraya so chaurya daso chitam eva dandam. My heart is most dark place, tamo andham man manas tamasa rasi ghore, and I will capture you there. But how to capture Lord at such a dark place? The process is cheto darpana marjanam bhava davagni nirvapanam. The mirror of consciousness is full of dirt, and we are not able to perceive ourselves, perceive Krishna. To remove that, we have to engage in the chanting of the holy name. By that chanting, gradually the dirt will be removed, slowly and slowly. We have to keep patience. In one day it will not happen. In 10 days, in 1 year, in 10 years it will not happen. But if you are practicing it, you will see the difference, that every year consciousness level is changing. Although the difficulty and challenges will come, and difficulty and challenges may increase, and mostly it increases only, it never decreases, but you also get a strength that you are able to deal with it, and consciously, on the conscious level, you are at least moving ahead, not getting leap and forth jump in the devotional service, but at least you are moving little bit ahead, and that gives a lot of hope being around the devotees, that those who are able to practice this, and I am with all these devotees practicing my devotional service, and that gives some hope that I am on the correct path. So Srimad Bhagavatam is time and again reminding us that we are in Kali Yuga. So why all this description are given here? That we should not forget that whatever we are observing outside is a normal thing. Don't consider that Munnu is also following, Tunnu is also following the same thing. Everyone is following, that means it's right thing. So It is not right thing. Whatever the right thing is there, Kaliyuga is given here, described here. And what is not right, that is described. The symptoms of Kaliyuga, what the symptoms of people will be. And we should not consider, oh, we have also started eating more. We have also developed all these qualities. That means we are fit person for Kaliyuga. No, these are the symptoms of disease. Symptoms of disease are described in the book, and now you come to know that these are the symptoms of disease and we have to rectify it. How to rectify? By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by chanting the holy name, by serving in the association of devotees. That way we will keep aligned in ourselves in the Shastra and we will follow it. Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Yah Swanu Bhavam Akhila Sruti Sara Mekam Adhyatma Deepat Deepam Ati Tirshitam Tamo Andham Sansarinat Karuna Yah Purana Guhyam Tam Vyasa Sunum Upayami Gurum Muninam. So this Bhagavatam is considered as torchlight, which is dispelling the darkness of this Kali Yuga. And Vyasadeva, he feeling compassionate towards the living entity of this Kali Yuga, he has made available all the essence of the Shruti, the Vedas, as Srimad Bhagavatam. And out of his causeless mercy, he is giving this Purana Guhyam, the essence of all scriptures, all knowledge. And to that Vyasadeva, I am bowing myself. Natmastak ho rahum. Vyas Muni, Vyasa Sunum Upayami Gurum Muninam. And similarly, so many people are around us, devotees are there, who are guiding us. Gurus are there, Sicha Guru are also there. And our fellow devotees are also there. Many times they guide. It is not that only one person as a official initiating guru, he only guides. If we are in the community of devotee, they guide. Even sometime guru speaks or the guru tattva speaks through the mouth of non-devotee sometime. When Prabhupada was there, when he got his heart attack in America, the doctor said, you are not doing proper exercise. You should walk every day. And Prabhupada took it as a word from from Pramatma that he should walk every day. And from that day he has started morning walk. So, especially when we are in association of devotees, then it becomes all the more easy to perform devotional service and to go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki, Gaura Premanande.